sailor. And I think talking with them, the best thing I can say is that they were absorbed. I mean, you guys surrounded them, you've become their friends, they've been absorbed, and I think that's a wonderful thing. And so, thank you for sharing your testimonies. According to the church's bylaws, we'll vote on them as members next week. So we'll give you a week to consider, and then we'll just have a quick motion next week during the service. This morning, I've appreciated Tyler's prayer and Emily's words during the last song. The strikes in our own. We pray for the Christians here because I'm sure it's going to be hard for them. A regime change, all of that. Well, there's so many things to pray for. So please, our soldiers who are there, let me pray again for them because I think it's on all of our hearts. And then we'll look briefly here at Scripture. Lord, we pray for the people of Iran. We pray for the believers especially, that you would give them strength, protection, that you would allow them to be witnesses for you, that as they endure, they go through this massive change, Lord, that you would allow them to be witnesses of you, to be able to communicate your love and care and the freedom that you offer in Christ. So Lord, you protect them and strengthen them. Lord, we pray for our soldiers who are fighting. We ask, Lord, that you would give them protection and wisdom, skill in what they are doing. We pray for our leaders that they would make decisions that are wise and God-honoring. Lord, and we pray that you would work in however you are going to do things. We trust that you have things under control, and we place all of this in your hands. And so, Lord, we give you thanks. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. This morning, we're going to do a shortened version of what I prepared, because I don't want to keep you over. But I'd like us to look briefly at our text this morning. And this is James chapter 1, starting at verses 19. And I'll read through 27, although we won't get through 27 this morning. Okay, so this is what James says in chapter 1. Notice, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, because the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. If anything, he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and keep oneself unstained from the world. If you look at verse 19, King James says, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. And I think if we really think about it, this is the opposite of how many people live. Okay, many people are slow to hear, quick to speak, and quick to become angry. Would you agree? Not everyone, but I think a majority. Okay? We are quick to speak before we hear, and we're quick to become angry before we understand. Okay? Others' thoughts aren't important. We need to be heard first, and passionate anger draws an audience. But I want to look at each of these phrases in turn, just briefly. Be quick to hear. Okay? A recent study found that 96% of respondents said they were always or sometimes good listeners. Okay? But what I also found is that another study showed that we retain only half of what people say to us right after they speak to us. Okay? How many of you have talked to somebody and gone home and your husband or wife asks you, so what did the person say? You go, oh, I don't remember. Okay? Or what have they been doing? Oh, I don't know. Okay? You leave from church and you can't remember what I spoke about. Well, that's more on me than you. So, okay? Or whatever, you listen to a podcast, we can't remember it. Okay? Listening or hearing with understanding is something that takes work. Okay? It's concentrating on what the other person is saying by not allowing our minds to be distracted. Okay? It involves asking good questions, like honest questions, and listening for the answers. It's choosing to understand before we care about, before we respond, because we care really about what the other person is saying. So, a few questions here. Are we good listeners? Do you kindly and accurately summarize the ideas someone shares with you? Or can you do that? Okay. Somebody asks you what they talk about. Well, you can pretty much tell them. How often do you interrupt someone when they're speaking? Well, this is a good one. They say something, you're like, oh, I... And you jump in and say and take over the conversation for a little while. Another interesting one is, where do your eyes go during the conversation? Do you look at the person? Do you go up? Do you do a thing with your fingers, phone? Where do your eyes go? And how often do you feel an urge to end the conversation and move on? Okay? I got stuff to do. I got places to go. Are you finished yet? Okay? You know? After... Well, no, I won't say that. But, you know... How often do we do that? Okay? A good listener is, I think, somebody who can summarize what was said, someone who we listen instead of interrupting, where we focus on the people and where we are willing to listen for a while. Okay? That's a good listener. The next word of wisdom from James comes after being quick to listen, and it says to be slow to speak. Okay? And this is a hard, but a valuable truth. So many times, people jump right into the conversation like it's an argument they need to win. Okay? They state their points quickly and forcibly, forcing the other person to give in. Okay? You know, not every conversation is an argument. And not every conversation needs to be about us or needs to be won by us. Okay? You can just have actually a normal conversation. Okay? James' wisdom is to slow down, to choose our words carefully and then speak. Solomon gives us wisdom in this area, a couple of proverbs. Whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. He who opens wide his lips come to ruin. Proverbs 13. Another one from Proverbs 17. Whoever restrains his words has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. I remember in college there was a Christian artist named Michael Card, and in one of his songs, the first line is, "We use so many empty words." And I think that's true. We use a lot of words that just don't mean a whole lot. Okay? And sometimes I think they can get us into trouble. Yeah, James himself shows us what it's like to be slow to speak in Acts 15. Okay, if you remember the story, the early part of Acts, the gospel goes out among the Jews. You have Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit comes, and massive numbers come to faith in Christ. Okay? Acts chapter 9, Saul becomes a Christian, Paul. Acts chapter 10, you have Peter and Cornelius. Cornelius are the first really Gentiles to come to faith. And then you have Paul and Barnabas' first missionary journey. Well, they go through Cyprus and Turkey, and lots of Gentiles are coming to faith in Christ. Okay? So they come back, and they're telling how the Gentiles are Christians, which is great, but you have these Jewish believers who are really conservative who say, okay, that's okay, but they need to follow the law too. Okay? Believing in Jesus is great, but they need to become basically Jews. Follow the law and believe in Jesus. Paul and Barnabas are like, absolutely not. These conservatives are saying, yes, absolutely yes. Okay? So they have this big meeting in Jerusalem in Acts 15. We call it the Jerusalem Council, where they gather all the leaders together and they have to decide what they're going to do. This is a huge decision, right? 1,500 years, they followed the law. Do they still or don't they? Well, the conservatives get up and they speak. Peter gets up and speaks about Cornelius. Paul and Barnabas get up and talk about the Gentiles. And all the while this is going on, there's a man sitting there. And that man is James. He's the recognized leader of the early church, and he's just sitting there, observing, thinking, processing, doesn't say anything. And then, at one point, he stands and says, brothers, listen to me. And he says, he quotes from the Old Testament and says, we should not force these Gentiles to follow the law as well, a burden that we couldn't bear. We could not bear. And so James gets up and speaks, and it's the final word. Okay, that's the decision. Okay? And they write a letter to the Gentiles that gets spread around. Okay? James could have gone in and said, okay, this is what we're going to do. He could have interrupted. He could have come with his own opinions and stated them up, first and foremost. But he didn't. He waited. He waited until at least three or four other groups said their piece. He waited for discussion, and then finally he said, brothers, here's what I think we should do. Okay? He listens to his own advice. Okay? He is quick to listen and slow to speak. Over the years, I found that if I wonder whether I should say something, I think I've told you this before, if I wonder whether I should say something or not, 98% of the time, I should keep my mouth shut. Okay? If I wonder, is this going to be good or not? Danny, just be quiet. It's not. Okay? Every time I've spoken, I've gotten in trouble. And a conflict has gotten worse, or it's led to miscommunication or whatever. Okay? So I'm getting much better at knowing, okay, just stay quiet. Okay? Maybe that's helpful advice to you. I don't know. But if you ever wonder, okay, whether or not you should say something, probably hold it in. The last piece of advice here from James. Be slow to anger, because the anger of men does not produce the righteousness of God. Why is that? I think it's because of this. While we can be righteously angry, and there are times we should be angry. Okay, we should be angry at sin, we should be angry at evil. Okay? Although there are times we can be righteously angry, most of our anger comes from unmet expectations and selfishness. Okay. James himself tells us in chapter 4 that it's when we do not get what we want and when we fight, it's because of our own selfish desires that we get angry. Okay. Now, if we were to look through the entire scripture, I don't think we'll find someone who is commended for being selfishly angry. Now, righteously angry, yes, Jesus, the prophets, but selfishly angry. We're not going to find anybody in Scripture who God says, yep, I'm glad you were angry. Cain was angry at Abel. Okay, he's cursed. Jonah was angry at God, not commended. King Saul was angry at David. Okay, a bad example. God will, however, commend those who bring peace. Okay, blessed are the peacemakers in Matthew 5. Joseph sought peace with his brothers. Jonathan sought peace between his father and David. Timothy is instructed to be at peace with all men as long as you are able to do so. Okay. Being angry for righteous purposes, yes. I think absolutely so. But being angry because our expectations aren't met or because we're selfish, God says that doesn't produce the righteousness of God. Okay? And so instead of being quick to, being slow to listen, quick to speak, and quick to be angry, okay, James says, no, be quick to listen. Okay, listen first, seek to understand, ask good questions. Okay? And that takes time. And we're busy people. Okay? But I challenge us, what's more important? People or task? And sometimes, it's task. If that's the case, then make time to go back. If it's time, if you have time for people, take that time. Okay. It's really interesting. Somebody brought up when I preached it in Oklahoma before. And part of that sermon, I just had to get off stage. I went and I talked to some students, some high school students over here, and I said, guys, if you want to get a girlfriend, you know what you do. You got to listen to the girl. Okay? Like, listen. And they were like, what? I said, guys, I can tell you need help. Some of you really need help. Here, if you want a girlfriend, listen to the girl. Okay? It is so important. Don't talk. Okay? Because it's not natural for us. Okay? It's not natural for us to listen. But it's so important. Okay? Because when we listen, we understand. We may not agree. Understanding and agreement are two very different things. Okay? But we will at least understand, and in the understanding, we will earn respect. We will show respect. Okay? If it's to an unbeliever, if we listen, that's the first step in developing a relationship. Okay? How do we listen when we're still to speak? Okay? And if we listen and we're slow to speak, it's really hard to get angry. Okay. James has a purpose for why he put these in this order. Okay? And so my encouragement to you this morning is to take James chapter 1, verse 19 to heart. Okay? Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Because if we do that, then we are showing the righteousness of God. So I throw that out for your consideration. How good of a listener are you? Do you choose your words wisely? And are you a person who gets angered quickly? Okay. Or are you someone who has a longer fuse? And what might God be saying to you? Lord, thank you for this morning, for this brief word from Scripture. I want to thank you for Connor and Taylor's testimony. It was so wonderful to hear how you have worked through their lives. And Lord, Taylor said they've done things backwards. Yeah, but Lord, whether or not, is a huge testimony to you. And so I thank you for that, because it shows your power to change lives. Lord, that is what we all want to see. The power of God changing our lives, the power of God changing the people who don't believe in you, changing their lives so that they come to faith. So we give you thanks. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.